Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we were talking about the topic of divorce this week. Last week, we talked about marriage, so if you need help in your marriage or you're thinking about getting married or you just want to have a better marriage, if you're looking to be a godly man in just all areas of life, whether it's being married or not, we even hit on that the last program. But go to our website, hopeishere.today. You can find out what we talked about. Enjoy one of those 14-minute conversations as you're exercising or getting ready in the morning, while you're waiting to pick up one of your children at ball practice, band practice, or something, whatever activity they're involved in. Or if you've been through divorce and you're just like, man, I need some encouragement. We've been talking about this week, and we're already on our fourth program. Hard to believe, time flies. And not that you're having fun, but when you're passionate about something and you want to help people, and we've really tried to give you hope, Lisa and I have, because we both have been a product of divorce, and we're sharing how God gave us hope and how Jesus became real. And I hope you'll check out those programs. They're available, too, on our website, and that is simply at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And we did talk about there's a divorce recovery program coming up at Emmanuel Baptist on Sunday, September 9th at 5 p.m. And you can get some information about that if you want to. The email is J as in Joseph, jbrown80@twc.com. That's jbrown80@twc.com, and we'd really encourage you to do that. Even if it's been a year or two, if you've never been through a divorce, 3 years, if you feel like you're still not over it, and what I mean by over it, that you can't function, it's always going to be a part of you, but where it really still affects your life's ability to function, you need to go check this out. Well, today I want to talk about the topic, does God hate divorced people? And I think that's one of the great lies that the enemy really made me feel as a follower of Jesus 15 years ago when I went through my divorce. And, you know, Lisa, actually, it's been longer than that, 17, almost 18. God's good. You know, I didn't realize it had been that long. But, yeah, one of the leaders of the large church that I went to, it wasn't Emmanuel, so I'll go on and say that. I was going to another church here in town. I grew up in the Baptist church and then changed over to another church later, and nothing wrong. I'm just a Jesus guy, not a denominational guy. But one of the leaders I met with that church to let them know, because, you know, I was really active there, he said, well, man, I'm so sorry. And to be honest with you, he said, we really want to do a better job around that around here. We don't want people, when they go through a divorce, to feel like they're walking around with a big D on their chest, you know, like a scarlet letter or something. And I think the church is trying to do better, but man, isn't it a mental and emotional battle about whether God loves you when you're going through a divorce, Lisa?
It is, because you would think that God wouldn't allow something bad like that to happen to us. You know, if he hates divorce, then why does he allow divorce, and why does he not answer our prayers to keep our marriage together? But we have free will. You know, we have the choice to make of our own. God wants us to go his way and not our way. But he hates divorce, but he doesn't always want us to stay in that valley of despair. It's like we can recover and grow through and allow much of to become healthier people through all of our divorces. He has a purpose for it and wants us to become better people on the other side.
He really does, and he will, and Lisa's evident of that, and I feel like I have, hopefully. And you know, I think the thing that I had learned, I love the free will thing that you talked about, is that, you know, I know you fasted and prayed and was hoping for your marriage to be saved, and I tried to do the same thing, and yet, you know, God wanted those marriages to be saved. But the good news is he does give us free will, and both spouses have to, you know, both partners have to decide they want that. And yet, God's still going to honor, even if the marriage doesn't stay together, which, you know, obviously God wants it to be married, but it doesn't say God hates divorced people. It's just God hates divorce because of all the pain and heartache and just the ripple effect it has on so many people that we've shared in several other programs. So I don't want to keep going down that road. But I love that God gives us free will because, you know, Lisa, I don't want to be, you know, a robot. You know, I mean, God could treat us like that, obviously, you know, hey, you're going to do this and that. So the free will thing, I think, is huge. And that goes back to the divorce. You know, then you get a choice on how you're going to handle it.
Yeah, we have a choice to either, you know, do it like get bitter or get better, as Joyce Myers always says, you know. And I was bitter for a long time. My family saw it in me, and my former spouse saw it in me, my kids saw it in me, and just by the grace of God, I am where I am today. And just going through all that helps me to help other people that it's okay if you're going to be that way. You know, it's okay to let it out. And because you're going to, it's going to change you to be a better person on the other side eventually. But you just, if you don't get through all those stages and be angry, then you're going to take that into another relationship. And when someone just hops from relationship to relationship, they don't learn and they don't get to the root of those problems. They just carry all that into the next relationship. And you have to unload that baggage, and or you take it with you, and it's going to blow up one day with another person and be even worse. Because a lot of people go on with each marriage thinking they're learning from their mistakes, but they're just creating the same mistakes with a different person.
Yeah, it's not like buying a car. You know, you're like, oh yeah, you know, hey, you know, I like a lot of things about this car, and you know, I want to do it because I need a car, and people think I need a relationship. And yet the ramifications when, you know, it's easy to trade a car in or sell a car. When you go through divorce, it's just UGLY. It's ugly, it's painful, and it's not God honoring. And so I think you hit on a huge point there, and that's something I do want to talk on a little bit. I was thinking about tomorrow, and maybe we will do most of that. But, you know, man, you know, second marriages have a higher failure rate than first marriages, and that's because of what you said. Mm-hmm. People carry wounds, baggage. They don't take time to heal. And the way you heal is, one, is time. Mm-hmm. But two, if you want to grow, heal healthy, is what I call it, is by drawing close to God. Mm-hmm. And his son, Jesus. And I'll tell you, I shared Psalm 28:7 was a verse that I really helped to heal me. And Lisa's going to share a verse or two that's helped her through the divorce time. But God wants to help you heal through your divorce. He does not hate you, as our topic is today. I shared Psalm 28:7 became like a life verse for me. It was like a life preserver during that season of divorce. And it simply says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped. And man, I just had to bank on that for several days. Then when there's those days where you feel like you don't know if you're coming or going, or you wonder where God is, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, the Lord is my strength. I'm sorry. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths. And I can say that so confidently today, that even though I didn't understand, my mind wasn't even clear enough probably to understand, God did direct my path. He is a God of grace. And one of the things I learned that, you know, sometimes when I feel overwhelmed, a buddy that became a new friend of mine that was a pastor on staff at a church, an associate pastor, he said, you know, Greg, you're a sports guy. He said, when you start to feel overwhelmed, he said, what did you do when you were a college basketball coach at Western Kentucky University? You were assistant coach, and you guys, all of a sudden, the other team went on a 10-0 run. You know, outscored you 10 points to zero. I said, we'd get a timeout. He said, well, you know, did you do a long timeout or a 30-second timeout? I said, well, most of the time we just did 30. He said, well, I would encourage you, when you start to feel overwhelmed, you know, depressed or hopeless, just to say, all right, I'm going to get a 30-second timeout with God and focus on what his word says. And so if you have a scripture or two that you can read, I have found that overwhelming feeling of emotion where you just feel like I'm not going to make it, or you're so overwhelmed, you're depression or whatever that feeling is, that will dissipate if you take that 30-second time out and read one or two of God's scriptures that tells you that he loves you and that there is hope. What about for you? What's some scripture or some things that have spoke to you through your healing and let you know that God does not hate divorced people?
Well, as I was waking up one morning, I felt God remind me about the pain I was going through, and he was telling me to read the book of James. So I just love the book of James. James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So I believe that when we're going through this, that God will place us where he leads us, and will place us there because that's where he feeds us. Where the Lord guides us, he provides. And when we go through this, we persevere, we come better on the other side, you know. And he has an open door for us. And he's opened these doors for me many times now that I'm here to help other people to experience what I've gone through and know that there is hope on the other side. It's just a humbling thing to be able to do for other people and to know that he's in control and he's putting my life in the right path of where I need to be at the right time with the right people.
I love that. The right time with the right people. And I think the challenge is with the time thing is, you know, God's time is not always my timing.
Amen.
But I would encourage, as a good friend of mine used to say a long time ago, said this, I've never got it. You know, God's a lot like the mailman. You don't know when he'll get there, but he always delivers. Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage you to have patience when you're going through a divorce. It does take time. And, you know, one day you'll wake up and realize that doesn't hurt as bad. And certain songs that you used to, you know, listen to with that significant other, you know, you don't get teary-eyed or angry or hurt over that. It just takes time, doesn't it?
That's right. You know, and in the beginning, I had hard times praying for my spouse. So I would have my friends and family and people at the church pray for him. And that was a better way for me to get through it, too. But when we pray it forward and trust God, we know that it's, you know, this road is not going to be easy. And we let him take control of everything that we need to let him guide us in the path that we need to be in and just put our future in his hands.
Well, and, you know, that's so hard for us to do, especially for us that are fortunate to live here in the United States. I know we have some people in foreign countries that listen to our podcast, and yet, you know, the old saying, let go and let God, is just so powerful when you really do to say, all right, God, you know, I've tried it my way. I'm just going to trust you. And if we'll do what Psalm 46:10 says, to be still and know that he is God, mm-hmm. he really does want to speak to us, doesn't he?
That's right. And on another note, when I was going through this and my divorce it was final, I moved home. I had two of my family members come to have a diagnosed with cancer. So that brought me home for a reason. God knew where I needed to be so I could share God's word and pray for my family for their cancer to be healed. And otherwise, I would have been out of state and not been here for them. So, you know, sometimes your pain has a reason, and that was my reason for my pain, and it was all worth it.
Well, we both love family, and so I'm glad you're able to be for them. And I know, obviously, with you having sons, it's been good to have your family around your boys. Is that mm-hmm.
But yes, you know, and all now their father is going to be moving up here as well. It's going to be a blessing to have him closer to them, and they don't have to drive back and forth so much. And just being around the grandparents, being able to come to their games and their school activities, it's just a blessing.
Well, we hope you've been encouraged by this and realize that God does not hate divorced people. He hurts because you hurt. A song that's really helped me over the years, past 5-6 years, that it's probably now 10 years old, I'm not sure. Time, as we all know, just seems to fly by. But Kerry Job had a song called I Am Not Alone, and just a great, great song, whether you're going through a divorce or you just, there's people that we all know they're in marriages and you feel lonely. So being alone doesn't mean necessarily that you're divorced, singled. People like that can be feel alone when they're in marriage. But God wants you to know that you're not alone. And when you draw closer to him, he will draw closer to you. Well, we've got to wrap up today's program, but I hope you'll stay with us tomorrow as we wrap up this week talking about how you can have hope after divorce and that God has a plan for you. We'll even talk a little bit about dating after divorce and what that entails. But I'm Greg Horn, and Lisa Good's been with me, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.